Page 25. Blood glucose testing. Using the Lansing device with tactile description. You will need a Lansing device in order to collect a blood sample. You may use the Lansing device that is included in the CareSense Envoice blood glucose monitoring system or any other medically approved Lansing device. The Lansing device is included in the carrying case. It is the long, thin, rounded plastic device with moving parts and a removable tip. The following 7 items are indicated on an illustration of the device. 1. Adjustable tip. Both ends rotate, but this is the end that rotates the most. To follow this description, hold this end in your left hand. The tip has 2 parts. The rotating section on the left and the fixed section on the right. There are 7 depth settings printed on the rotating section and a tactile arrow on the fixed section. As you rotate the tip, you can feel the settings change as they click gently into place. To set the depth at its shallowest setting, put your right thumb on the tactile arrow and with your left hand, rotate the tip away from you as far as it will go. You are now on setting 1. Rotating the tip towards you will then increase the depth setting in increments of 1 until you reach setting 7. The adjustable tip can be removed to access the lancet holder and fit a lancet. To remove the tip, hold the main section of the Lansing device with your right hand. Grip the fixed portion of the adjustable tip with your left hand and twist away from you. 2. Lancet. There are 50 lancets provided with the meter. They can be found in the zipped pocket inside the carrying case. The lancet is a long, thin, ridged piece of plastic which houses the needle. It has a disc-shaped piece of plastic at one end, which covers the needle tip. This is designed to be broken off by twisting. The other end is to be inserted into the lancet holder. 3. Lancet holder. The lancet holder is a short plastic tube fitted to the inside of the Lansing device. The lancet can be inserted by pushing it into the tube. 4. Load confirmation window. This is a very small, round window on the main section of the Lansing device, located next to a small triangular button. It is designed to line up with the tactile arrow on the adjustable tip when the device has been assembled correctly. 5. Release button. This is the small triangular button next to the load confirmation window. It is used to activate the needle when the barrel is cocked. 6. Ejection system. This is a long, thin sliding button with small raised parallel lines. Once the adjustable tip is removed, this button can be used to eject the lancet from the holder. 7. Sliding barrel. This is the other end of the Lansing device. It has a small lip and can be felt to rotate slightly. It is spring-loaded and can be slid out. Please note, that concludes the tactile description. Steps on how to prepare the Lansing device and take a blood sample will follow shortly. The Lansing device is for use by a single user only and should not be shared with anyone. Use a soft cloth or tissue to wipe the Lansing device. If necessary, a small amount of alcohol on a soft cloth or tissue may be used. Caution: to avoid infection when drawing a sample, do not use a lancet more than once, and do not use a lancet that has been used by others. Always use a new sterile lancet. Keep the Lansing device clean. Note: repeated puncturing at the same sample site may cause pain or skin calluses, thick, hard skin. Choose a different site each time you test.